I just want to give a few examples now of like what it looks like in relationship to not have the sacred union. So to be in relationship and it not be like a union that's arrived at that sacred level, I guess. And this happens quite a lot. And it can be that you're in a relationship, you really love this person, you really want to be with this person, and there's like it's just, you know, magic and all of those things. But it can be that a part of your bonding is like rooted in like unhealthy patterns. There's some kind of like distortion. There's some way, the way that I see it through my lens is like, unless the feminine aspect has been really onboarded within the woman and within the man himself, then there can be like this denial of the feminine aspect within the relationship. And therefore, it's very difficult for the conditions of a relationship to really thrive. So when there's like something that's repressed or out of range, then that kind of creates all kinds of like distortion where there isn't the skills and the capacity to really like welcome the totality of reality. Then there's this part that's fragmented, and that can create all kinds of like relationship problems and like all kinds of dysfunction and all kinds of distortion. And essentially kind of end up in like a situation where it's kind of like a trauma bond or a breadcrumb situation where you're just kind of like staying in this in the relationship because you're getting something, but it's not meeting the depth of your soul, right? Breadcrumb, you know, being in breadcrumbs is like you're chasing the ideal of the relationship, but the reality of the situation is that you're not feeling met. Like the when you're in a sacred union, all of you is met and you can relax and you can feel at peace and you feel secure and you feel loved and you feel safe and there's passion and there's wildness and all of those things within the same container. But when there's not the solid inner foundation within each being, then the foundation of the relationship is often cracked. And you can end up then staying in a relationship where it's just you're in it because you're getting something, but you're not getting the whole full-bodied experience of union that the soul is longing for, right? And so many people are in that, and it is what it is, and it's also very painful because a lot of people can spend their whole lives there not knowing that like union is really what the soul is longing to arrive at. So yeah, it really requires, you know, this depth of knowing yourself, like to really know yourself, to really be able to speak, to own, to communicate, to speak your needs and your wants and your desires and all of those things. If that isn't available, then there can be, like I spoke before, there's like this shutdown, there's this like stone wall, there's this place where there's not a flow within the relationship, there's not an embrace of the full potential of each human soul. There's some part that's being left to the side or in suppression or repression. So quite often how this shows up is like the anxious avoidant dance also, right? So the anxious avoidant dance is kind of like an undeveloped, unevolved expression of sacred union of polarity. And it's because the anxious avoidant is based in like an insecure foundation, right? So the anxious is looking for the other to get their needs met, and the avoidant is like feeling overwhelmed by the needs of the other. And so it's like there's this way in which the foundation of the anxious avoidant dance, which is really common way of bonding in the culture today, is rooted in like this lack of inner foundation, this lack of like being able to source, being able to connect, being able to know themselves. And it creates much pain and dysfunction and heartbreak for many people to be in that dynamic. I feel like the potential for union comes when people, they've perhaps acted out the anxious avoidant dance for a lot of their relationships, and then it comes to a point where it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like I'm done with this. Like I've come for something else. And you have to kind of like take the reins and claim of like, okay, I need to sort this out, right? So when you kind of reach that crisis within relationship, the invitation can be to turn inwards and lay the foundation for your own inner union, right? And when you do that, it's kind of like you have to go through the process of all the ways in which you've sold yourself out, giving yourself away, like not speaking your truth, like, oh my gosh, it's like excruciating, like, and all, you know, where all of those behaviors and all of those patterns are rooted in. But it's all ultimately the healing journey that we need to like really repair our hearts and come down into the truth of our soul and know ourselves to be lovable and know ourselves to be deserving of the love that is the truth and the depth of our soul.